a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have scattered clouds, blue sky. It's 92 degrees. KSL's top story.
Coronavirus and classrooms. A special hour on Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
All eyes are on Utah this afternoon as Harriman High School hosts the nation's first high school football game since the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the preview.
Only 900 tickets were sold for this game, even though the stadium at Harriman High School can hold 4,000 fans. In the past, you used to be able to just buy a ticket at the school, then sit down wherever you found a spot. But for this game, they sectioned off the bleachers and they know exactly where everyone is sitting. So in case someone gets sick, they can send the information to the state health department for contact tracing. And everyone who got a ticket had to sign an agreement to wear a mask and to practice social distancing.
District officials say they had to reduce the number of players and cheerleaders, but they couldn't allow the marching bands at all. KSL News Time 401 doctors say if you still can't decide whether to send your kids to class or keep them home, take a look at the size of the class, the numbers in your community, and your own health. Dr. Ryan Gottfriedson with Utah Valley Pediatrics talks about the things you should consider.
Is there someone in the family living at the home that has a severe underlying medical condition that puts them at high risk for complications due to COVID-19. That is an important consideration. Does the child themselves have some medical condition that would put them at severe risk?
Dr. Gottfriedson says the overall public health goal is to have kids in class. KSL News Time 402. Okay, today's coronavirus numbers. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, 334 new cases in COVID-19 in Utah reported today. That makes more than 45,000 in all since tracking began. Two more people have died for 353 in total. There are 184 currently hospitalized, and it's estimated nearly 36,000 cases in Utah have recovered. President Trump is talking about why he doesn't want to give more money to the U.S. Postal Service. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The president telling Fox Business he's against more USPS funding because Democrats want to expand mail-in voting.
They want $3.5 billion for something that'll turn out to be fraudulent. That's election money, basically.
The president says the issues are part of the sticking point in the latest coronavirus relief package.
If they don't get those two items, that means you can't have universal mail-in voting.
Joe Biden's campaign quick to react, saying the president is sabotaging a crucial lifeline and characterizing it as an act of voter suppression. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And the fight over money for the mail is being increasingly tied to the election. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president is opposing the funding to hinder absentee voting in the middle of a pandemic.
The president says he's not putting up any money for absentee voting, and he's not putting up any money for the Postal Service, undermining the health of our democracy.
As a result, Congress adjourned without reaching an agreement on a stimulus relief bill. President Trump is getting the credit for Israel normalizing relations with the United Arab Emirates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed to halt the annexation of parts of the West Bank as part of the deal announced today.
I've always believed that we could establish peace with the Arab world, and I've been working towards that lofty goal for decades.
The historic agreement delivering a key foreign policy victory to President Trump. There has been an arrest in the killing of a 4-year-old Missouri boy whose case inspired the name of the law enforcement effort Operation Legend. President Trump making the announcement.
They've caught the killer of Legend DeFerro, horribly shot, young man, wonderful young man.
The U.S. attorney releasing a statement saying that second-degree murder charges have been filed against 22-year-old Ryan Ellis of Kansas City. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. For the first time in 5 months, the U.S. Labor Department reports less than 1 million first-time jobless aid seekers. Here in Utah, new claims and continued claims are both decreasing.
In fact, it's the fourth straight week where those numbers have declined. Director Kevin Burt says Utahns are hearing the message loud and clear that unemployment benefits aren't a feasible substitute for traditional employment.
You have to start looking for other opportunities that are available before the unemployment benefit completely exhausts and there is $0.
He says over 4,800 new claims were filed last week, which is compared to around 6,000 the week prior. 73,000 continued claims were also filed last week, and the state paid just over $30.5 million in benefits. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
House Democrats are opening an investigation into Operation Warp Speed, the Trump administration's efforts to make and distribute a vaccine. Democrats on the committee charged with overseeing the federal government's response to the virus say they're concerned a former Moderna executive has financial interests in the vaccine rollout. A Health and Human Services spokesperson called that a partisan attack. KSL News Time is 4:05.
And let's check in with Ricky Meese, find out about the traffic trouble spots. Let me guess, Davis County, I-15, blah, blah. Yeah?
Well, right? Maybe. We've got some other issues out there, believe it or not. A new accident, southbound Bangor at the 21st South Freeway. Another crash on southbound I-15 at 90th South. But here's the spot, drivers. You've got to find an alternate route. We've had a significant water main break. It is flooding the area and affecting traffic. This is Redwood Road, 800 South. That's Indiana Avenue. They really only have one southbound lane open. Again, just avoid that stretch. Find an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, nobody's buying jeans anymore. Denim sales are horrendous. Stay here. Details on the way. My minute of news is coming up next.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.